Now it's time for StoryCorps Vermont, conversations recorded by StoryCorps in Burlington. Jake Burton Carpenter pioneered the sport of snowboarding and is the founder of Burton Snowboards, headquartered in Burlington. His wife Donna is the company's CEO. They talk about how the sport and the worldwide community of snowboarders shaped their lives. They also reflect on how a grave illness that Jake suffered last year strengthened their relationship.
My first time snowboarding wasn't the greatest experience. It was actually awful. And the only reason I did it was because I thought you were cute. So did you give me credit for trying it?
Oh, for sure, girl. No doubt. And your determination was pretty impressive, too. But the equipment was unrideable. It was so different from now.
It took me a little longer to get convinced of how fun snowboarding was in the beginning. But you knew it was.
Originally, for me, snowboarding was sort of a get-rich-quick scheme, and it became much more than that because I didn't get rich quick. After a couple of years, it became much more important to me that I was right about the decision that there was a sport there, and I focused not about my own material needs or accomplishments or whatever. I just thought about the sport, and that's when things started to happen for me, was when I really focused on the sport and convincing people that kind of laughed at me.
You know, what's really cool is it became a global community really early on. And it was such a blur between, you know, what was quote unquote work and what was fun.
I think that snowboarding provided us with wealth and enabled
and
us.
And a family.
And
like
a
worldwide family.
And a lifestyle that is so cool and just living it. It's so genuine. I mean, last week I was in Europe. It was the middle of the summer and it was a foggy day and the snowboarding was sketchy. It was good snow, but you couldn't see anything. And when it gets white out in Europe, there's no trees, there's no reference. But it was just to be on a board.
No, I know. I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But you went. You know, a lot of people that start companies would lose touch with that.
Yeah.
So you like the finer things in life now, which is great, but I think you've also kept this incredible soul-y connection.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about snowboarding, it's very much like our first kid. It still is. And I don't think our kids have any issues with that. I mean, teaching our children how to ride. I just remember tears and then when they ultimately link their first turn, pride.
And their faces, you know, just to see that in their faces.
So empowering. And when I'm thinking about when we took them out of school and we, for a year, followed a winter and snowboarded, it was like every time we got together and every time we put our snowboards on, no matter where it was, but when we put our snowboards on, we were just like
that
so
was,
happy
that,
and together.
That was
and
the best year of our lives.
But after that trip of going around the world, we got home and we all just scattered from each other. And then what happened this past year when I almost died and talked to my kids about suicide and was gravely ill, that I think that pulled us back together like the trip did.
Time stops. You know, obviously the intimacy of starting a business in Europe together is amazing. We were two young people on our own trying to start a business in Europe. But there was nothing like the intimacy of the last year.
Not remotely.
I was your nurse.
I mean, I never really even understood living for the moment and living in the present. And I think that I do that now.
And our extended family around the world, the people that keep us going every single day. I mean, that's amazing to have, you know, and it was amazing to watch that happen when you get sick, just these people.
It's a love story, but snowboarding gave us so much.
Incredible.
We owe that sport.
Yeah, we do.
That was Donna and Jake Carpenter of Stowe. Their conversation was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by VPR.